Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the punishments, fearing the events that will occur as far as akhirat is concerned. As we explained, this fear is born out actually of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we disobey Allah, firstly Allah ta'ala will become unhappy with us. So that desire not to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. Then a natural fear, that fear where a person has got iman in him, then he doesn't want to put himself in a situation where he gets the wrath, the anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a person is extra careful as far as his actions are concerned in this world. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam hasn't has a situation where somebody has just passed away for our sins. Every person, every single person, doesn't matter who his father was, who his grandfather was, or how pious his children were, all that doesn't matter as far as he is concerned in terms of answering Allah Ta'ala for his own actions. He or she will have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their own actions. So therefore it helps a person to stay aligned, to stay on the straight path and make an effort for himself to see, or herself, to see that how that this deen that we bring in our lives can be practiced upon totally, and we can save ourselves from any type of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man khafa adlaja, wa man adlaja balagha al-manzil, ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya, ala inna sil'atallahi al-jannah, rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who fears departs in the first portion of the night, and one who departs in the first portion of the night reaches his destination. Know that the commodity of Allah Ta'ala is expensive. Know that the commodity of Allah Ta'ala is Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has drawn a comparison here. Man khafa adlaj, has drawn a comparison to a person that is fearing some type of attack, some type of attack on him from an enemy in the latter part of the night. People that travel, they know that a person travels towards the late part of the night. Even in our country also, you'll find a person traveling very late. It is dangerous. It's not safe to travel very, very late, especially on the rural roads. To travel even now on the urban roads, late at night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, not safe to travel late at night, early part of the morning. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an example. When a person is fearing some type of enemy, some type of attack, some type of thief, he's fearing some type of enemy that's going to attack him, what will he do? Will he wait to leave till late part of the night, or early part of the night comes after Maghrib, let me go home. He may be gone out somewhere, as after Maghrib, early part, before Isha too, he says, let me leave and go home. I don't want to travel late at night, it's not safe. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, man khafa adlaj, that person who's fearing that enemy, he's fearing that thief, he's fearing some type of harm, he will leave in the early part of the night, in the first portion of the night, in other words, to go and reach the destination that he wants. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ, that person who leaves early, he will reach his destination. In other words, he's not taking a risk by leaving late at night. He's leaving early, and that's something we should all do. Whenever we've gone out somewhere, we should try and return back. Latest we should return by Isha time. Don't leave it for after Isha. In fact, the pious, they will want to come in by Asr time. They don't even want to wait till Isha time. But at bare minimum, come back at Isha time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he's fearing, so he leaves early, so he can reach his destination early. And that person who leaves early will really reach his destination early. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya, that know well that the commodity of Allah Ta'ala is expensive. Know well that the commodity of Allah is Jannat. You want Jannat, Jannat is not cheap. Person wants some good quality fabric, he has to pay for it. He wants a good quality car, he has to pay high price for it. He wants a good quality house, exclusive finishes, he has to pay for it. How much we have to pay for Jannat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannat is expensive. Don't think that you can just pay peanuts for Jannat. We can just do nothing to get Jannat and we'll get Jannat. We need to work for it, we need to make an effort for it. Jannat is something also that is expensive. Allah Ta'ala is offering us Jannat. The ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala has already purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth, so that they may have paradise. Allah Ta'ala may give us Jannah in return for this life of ours, in terms of this wealth of ours, we're spending it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Jannah is expensive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. And that first part of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is drawing an example, a parable for a person that is leaving early and a person that is fearing an enemy, so, or harm, thief, robbers, whatever it is, he's fearing some harm, so he's leaving early. So ulama explained that on this path also, we got some enemy. And who's our enemy on this path? Our enemy is shaitan and nafs. Shaitan and nafs is there. So like how a person is making some tayari, some preparation, some plan, that I mustn't get caught up with this physical enemy outside, so therefore I'm making a point of leaving early and reaching my destination. Like that, a person who knows that the physical enemy is there of shaitan, the enemy of nafs is there, so this person already, this ruhani enemy that is there, this person is already making a plan to reach his destination, he's worried that he mustn't do anything that will get him into trouble, like how that man who leaves early to reach his destination, he also is looking to see which path he's treading, what time he's treading, where he's treading, how he's treading, with who he's treading, he's looking at all this to see, so that he doesn't get caught up with this enemy, which is a far more dangerous enemy than the physical enemy. What enemy? The enemy of shaitan and nafs. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So simple, but yet so deep in meaning. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.